This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Mention celebrity suicides and you immediately think of Robin Williams, Anthony Bourdain, and Kate Spade. Talk about teen suicides and you think of the lost potential of young people. After all, it is the third leading cause of death among 10 to 24-year-olds. Every day, at least 123 Americans die of suicide. It is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Depression is one reason, a psychological disorder that affects nearly a fourth of American adults in a given year. And only half of all Americans experiencing an episode of major depression receive treatment. It is also true that more than half of those who commit suicide had no history of mental health problems. Troubled relationships, substance abuse, health issues, and financial woes are some of the other challenges that contribute to suicide. Sociologists document that people are more isolated than ever before. On the other hand, we may be more connected virtually through social media, but that's not the same as face-to-face interaction and friendships. Families, churches, and social groups can provide an answer to the suicide epidemic. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." We should take comfort in that verse, but also be the hands and feet of Jesus to reach out to those who are crushed and brokenhearted. Parents also have an important role to play. Asking your child about suicide does not cause suicidal behavior, but can provide a caring and empathetic conversation that might save his or her life. They should look for warning signs. One study found that 4 out of 5 teen suicides were preceded by clear warning signs. We're living in the midst of a suicide epidemic. That is why each of us should be watching for any cry for help and attention. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.